Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your perfect love, your perfect covenant, perfect kingdom, and this wonderful gospel of the kingdom. So we just thank you for your help here, for your leading here, just to put this across so as to bless, so as to lift each one up, so as to let each one arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. I'm just going to be talking and then Denita's going to be just reading. She's off to Cape Town today, so for a while she won't be with us. So what we're doing this morning, we're just taking Old Testament scriptures and sharing them, just a portion of Old Testament scriptures that's confirming New Testament realities that we now have in Jesus. So the first scripture is the reality now that Jesus has taken up authority and he's ruling, and he's ruling to crush all darkness. So the first scripture we just want to read is Luke 16:16.
The law of Moses and the writings of the prophets were in effect up to the time of John the Baptist. Since then, the good news about the kingdom of God is being told and everyone forces their way in.
So that's the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. So there's a beautiful reality has come now of the kingdom of God now made available to mankind again. So a man can come out of the darkness, as the word says. He says, once you're born again, you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the king of his son, of his love. So what we're wanting to look at here is an Old Testament prophecy in Daniel, that's thousands of years ago, that is talking about the kingdom coming as just a stone, and then that stone becoming a mighty mountain. And then we're just going to read about it then in Hebrews, and then see that that reality has come, and we're in that reality, and that reality is going to fill the earth. We'll end off just with that whole understanding there of the kingdom coming to this earth as it has come, and is going to come and cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So that's in totality, like we say in our prayer, the Our Father prayer, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, let's look at the scriptures in Daniel. Daniel 2, verse 28.
There is a God in heaven, a revealer of mysteries, who has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. Now this was your dream. This was the vision in your head as you lay in your bed.
Okay, what we're talking about now is you had a dream of that big statue and it had the different parts, but I want to look at the last part. The last part was the last kingdom, and that was the kingdom of Rome. So it was in the time of Rome that he's speaking about here now, and that we know that was past. But that was the time when Jesus came. So let's look at it in verse 34 onwards.
You observed this until a stone was cut, but not by hands, and it smashed the statue's feet of iron and clay and shattered them. Then all the parts shattered simultaneously, iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. They became like chaff left on summer threshing floors. The wind lifted them away until no trace of them remained. But the stone that smashed the statue became a mighty mountain, and it filled the entire earth.
Hallelujah. So you see, this prophecy is talking about a stone taken out of the kingdom, and then it comes and it smashes the feet of the big statue, which was in the time of Rome. Now we know that's when Jesus came. And then that stone grew, and it filled the whole earth. And so the beauty is what we see in here is the prophetic picture of Jesus coming and taking up his position as king, having conquered on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven, and putting the devil totally out of the picture. And now this is why we got a gospel to preach of the kingdom. And then I just want to take you now to the fulfillment, just where they're using this word mountain, and where we can see this is relevant to being the kingdom in Hebrews 12:22.
But you have drawn near to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, to countless angels in a festival gathering.
But you have drawn near to Mount Zion. You see, this mountain, this is the kingdom. Then we could go on and explains about later on in verse 28 in Hebrews, you can see it's a kingdom. You've come to a kingdom that cannot be shaken, but it's shaking all the other kingdoms. And so this is a reality. You know, from the very beginning, God made man, and he made man to be in his kingdom, in fellowship with him, and a part of the family ruling and reigning. But man fell. But praise God, God sent Jesus to come and to seek and to save. He sent Jesus to destroy the works of the evil one on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven. And that has happened. Heaven has now been cleansed. The reality now is Jesus ruling and then calling us, and he calls us into the kingdom. Remember his beautiful words, unless you're born again, you will not enter, and unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. So the beauty is what we're looking at this morning is that the stone has come, the kingdom has come, and this kingdom is growing. And I'll end up and I'll give you the scripture that's talking prophetically about when this kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. But let's just look at, just read those scriptures further from Hebrews 12:22, most really. So this is a kingdom. Remember, the Bible tells us, set your mind on things above, not on the earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. This is how the kingdom looks. This is the thing that we should take hold of. And this is the reality that we must embrace.
You have drawn near to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, to countless angels in the festival gathering, to the assembly of God's firstborn children who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous who have been made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks better than Abel's blood. See to it that you don't resist the one who is speaking. If the people didn't escape when they refused to listen to the one who warned them on earth, how will we escape if we reject the one who is warning from heaven? His voice shook the earth, but now he has made a promise. Still once more I will shake not only the earth, but heavens also. The words still once more reveal the removal of what is shaken, the things that are part of this creation, so that what isn't shaken will remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that can't be shaken, let's continue to express our gratitude. With this gratitude, let's serve in a way that is pleasing to God with respect and awe.
Hallelujah. So here you've got a wonderful picture of this kingdom that we are partaking in. Remember, it says that we are built on the foundation of the prophets, amen, and the apostles. Now, the prophets enjoyed the kingdom realities, fulfilled their race, and then the disciples came and they also confirmed that we have now come to the kingdom and we are now in the kingdom. John puts it this way, and what's so important in this kingdom, he says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and what we declare to you is what we have seen and heard. So this is kingdom realities that they saw and heard, and this is kingdom realities where we now draw close and we partake, and we partake of. So this morning I'm just pointing on the beautiful reality of this mountain, this kingdom coming like a came in Jesus, the rock, and then he drew us all in to be a mountain, and then this mountain will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I just want to let you just see that quickly in Isaiah 11. You just turn to Isaiah 11 there, must read. Yeah, there he goes from, he comes to root out, to destroy the evil. Verse 4, and righteousness will be his belt, and we know that's what he walked in, and that's what he lived in, and that's what we now have. Amen. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. And then he talks about the beautiful peace there where everything will be restored. No more war, no more animals destroying each other, but even the nursing child will play with the snake over the snake's hole, and toddlers will reach right over the serpent's den. And they won't destroy anywhere on my holy mountain. Can you see? That's a kingdom. And this kingdom is available for us now, the believers. And that's where we've got to wake up now to the name written in heaven for us and stay in fellowship and fulfill that, because that is going to help in the ultimate. Can you just read that last part there, Ma?
The earth will surely be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah. Can we see where we're going to? Can we see where we are in now, guys? Can we see what we need to take hold of? And yeah, so we got this beautiful prophetic word, but it's there to be made real. And we are parts of this family and parts of this good news and part of this extension of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Be blessed, rise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.